today we celebrate my comrade and my friend's ordination service, and we're excited about this. And for many who gather here today, you came to see this. The Greek word translated ordain in the King James Version is better translated appoint. When Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you," which we read about in John 15, 16, he used a word meaning to appoint or place or set. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders in the churches, Acts 14, 23. In both the Old Testament and the New Testament, leaders were set apart in a special way. The laying on of hands or the lifting up of hands, as in invoking a blessing upon someone, was a biblical practice. New Testament examples include Acts 6, verse 6, and Acts 13, 3, 1 Timothy 4, 14, and 2 Timothy 1, 6. In the third chapter of 1 Timothy, Paul speaks of the offices of bishop and deacon. He perhaps implies that church leaders were set apart to these offices. The term bishop may be translated pastor or minister in modern terminology. Ordination symbolizes God's call to ministry, the candidate's commitment of himself to the ministry in the will of God, and the church's approval of the candidate for that said ministry. Ordination may be defined as the act by the church in a ceremony of worship of one setting apart to an office of leadership in the Christian ministry. The responsibility for ordination rests with the church, God's people. The functioning church is represented by the local congregation, but it is related to God's people as a whole and should never be exclusive. Ordination is an act of commitment in the presence of God's people on the part of the individual who feels God has called him to minister in a full-time church-related vocation. On the part of the church, this ceremony is an act of approval, not an act of bestowal. It's an acknowledgement that God has bestowed certain gifts and has called the individual to service. It symbolizes what God has already done as a work of grace in the life of that person that has been called. The church should never be hasty in ordaining an individual. It should be certain that he has the qualifications to serve in the office, whether it be as a pastor, a deacon, or any other leader. The candidate should first prove himself to be qualified in character and in gifts for such ministry. Once an individual has been ordained, he should live an exemplary Christian life and show himself to be a maturing leader in the service of Christ. He is responsible primarily to Jesus Christ as Lord and secondarily to the church in functioning as a leader, and his behavior should reflect his sense of responsibility. Upon request, the church will authorize the appointment of an advisory council. Here in the Covell Community Church, it is known as the administrative board of our Covell Community Church, to examine the candidate as to his fitness for said ordination. The administrative board was given ample time to procure information and to ascertain the qualifications of our candidate. This ongoing examination of Jeff Kibler included an evaluation of statement of his conversion, his call to preach, and his Christian experience in general. They also reviewed his doctrinal views on the Bible as God's revelation, his views concerning the church, his knowledge of the Bible and church history and practice, his personal attitudes toward the church and the kingdom of God in general, his acquaintance with contemporary thought and affairs, the candidate's skill in preaching and teaching and pastoral ministries, his ability to relate to other persons in teamwork and life relationships, his missionary commitments, his theory and practice of stewardship, his attitude toward his community and other denominations, and his commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in his own life, and his completion of his studies and certificate that he received from Moody Bible Institute, of which we celebrate today. Once the Covell Community Church Administrative Board recommended to proceed with this ordination, the church then set a time for the ordination service, which we recognize and participate in today. You know, I'll never forget the first time I met Jeff. I'm going to speak briefly about this. By the way, if I ever marry any of you, I get to talk about you too, so be very scared. Remember the first time I met Jeff? And Jeff, we met through a mutual friend, and Jeff and Jennifer Kibler were two of our very favorite people, and I remember the first time we met them, and I said, they might be the nicest people I've ever met. I work with a guy, or I have a friend that is a very good friend, known him forever, and he knew Jennifer, and so we were talking, and I told him, I said, I met this great girl and great guy, and he knew Jennifer, and he said, Chad, I'm serious. I think she might be the nicest person I have ever known. And you know, I think about that, and to this day, I do believe that the Kiblers are quite possibly the two nicest people that I've ever met. You guys made an impact on us, and not long after we met the Kiblers, we were really hoping and praying that God would move in them and God would help them to see that maybe, just maybe, they were called to this special place of ministry. It didn't take long for our prayers to be answered. Jeff accepted that responsibility, and at that point he got very excited about how he could serve in the Covell Community Church. We've had the opportunity to grow with the Kiblers. Our kids love the Kibler kids, and so there is a very close bond and relationship among all of us. Today I stand before you because I am so thrilled not only to see a man of God, but to see a friend who has grown to a point of spiritual maturity where he today can say, I am going to be ordained as the associate pastor of the Covell Community Church. Jeff and Jennifer, Ella and Eli, it has been the greatest honor and pleasure to work with you and serve with you during this time. And today we are blessed. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are assembled in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ today to say thank you for everything that you've done, for your divine wisdom that has seen something that maybe we never saw, that you determined and decreed to call Jeff and Jennifer Kibler to this place of ministry that we celebrate today. I thank you for the ways that you've strengthened this couple and this family. I thank you for the ways that you continue to fill both of these individuals and their children with the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for the guidance, the education, the opportunities that you have given Jeff throughout his early ministry career. Today we pray that you will strengthen him and be with him and bless him and his wonderful family. And I pray today that you would continue to allow him to work for you and through you as he saves lost mankind and ministers to those in need right here at the Covell Community Church. We are grateful for this time of celebration, and we thank you for all that you've done for him and Jennifer and Ella and Eli. It's in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen. Today we gather in the name of our Lord at the request of this church and as representatives of the fellowship of Jesus Christ and all the representatives that gather here that serve as witnesses, that we may set aside and we might ordain Jeff Kibler to the office and work of the Christian ministry in the position of associate pastor of the Covell Community Church. Isaiah said in Isaiah 61:1, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to captives, and to open the eyes of the blind. God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1, verses 4, 5, and 10, he says, I knew you before you were formed within your mother's womb. Before you were born, I sanctified you and appointed you as my spokesman to the world. Today, your work begins. A similar call was given to Peter by Jesus in John 21, where Jesus told him to feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my little sheep, and follow me. Working for Jesus and following Jesus, truly the role of a pastor. These roles and responsibilities are even more enhanced by the Apostle Paul, as we read about in 1 Timothy 3:1-7, where Paul states this, it is a true saying that if a man wants to be a pastor, he has a good ambition. For a pastor must be a good man whose life cannot be spoken against. He must have only one wife, and he must be hardworking and thoughtful, orderly, and full of good deeds. He must enjoy having guests in his home, must be a good Bible teacher, must not be a drinker or quarrelsome, but must be gentle and kind, and not be one who loves money. He must have a well-behaved family with children who obey quickly and quietly. For if a man can't make his own little family behave, how can he help the whole church? The pastor must not be a new Christian. He might be proud of being chosen so soon, and pride comes before a fall. Satan's downfall is an example. Also, he must be well spoken of by the people outside of the church, those who aren't Christians, so that Satan can't trap him with many accusations and leave him without freedom to lead his flock. Jeff, you meet those qualifications. Today, you are a biblical and a scriptural example for all of us to follow. Today, you are being called to lead this church, and we are grateful for this. In the same way that God picked and placed men like Moses and Elijah, Isaiah, and Jeremiah, and Peter and Paul, today his countenance rests upon Jeff Kibler as our new associate pastor. Jeff, I'm going to ask you to come to the altar now if you'll meet me down here. Jeff, you want to stand right there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not guessed, this fine man who dressed up today, this is our man, Jeff Kibler. And I'm going to have, just real quick, we're going to introduce you, but can the family just stand up? Ella, Eli, and Jennifer, would you stand up? Just so you know who we're talking about here. There we go. So these are his beautiful children, and that's his wonderful wife. Jennifer, you stood up longer than I thought you were going to stand up. That's good. That's good. Jeff, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions today. Do you promise to walk worthily of the vocation to which you have been called, seeking always to bring honor to the name of Jesus Christ as your Lord? And do you promise diligently and faithfully to perform the duties of a minister of the gospel with no thought of personal reward or honor, having as your primary motives the winning of persons to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and as the building up of their church of Christ for inspiration, teaching, exhortation, and stewardship to the glory of God? And if you do promise, you will answer by saying, I do. Jeff, do you promise to love and serve the Covell Community Church, to work in thought and deed, and to love your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to be led by the Holy Spirit, and to show these congregants love and compassion as you continue to immolate Jesus Christ in all that you do? And if you do, you will answer, I do. Okay. Jeff, we're going to ask you to kneel here at the altar. We're going to ask our administrative board members to come forward now. Anyone who serves currently on the administrative board, if you'll come forward, I'll introduce you as you step forward here. Ladies and gentlemen, these are your leaders of the Covell Community Church. I'm going to introduce them separately. This is Lisa Zoller. This is Bonnie Brown. This is John McMullen, Luke Littweiler, and Dan Vollmer. Collectively, we're missing a couple because of vacations. Collectively, these individuals lead and govern and guide our Covell Community Church. Board members, thanks for being here. At this point, this is when we are going to have our laying on of hands. If everyone would gather around Jeff and everyone would put their hand upon Jeff, I would appreciate that. And let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you have called this man to an incredibly important position of ministry. You have asked him to lead individuals. You have asked him to save souls. You have asked him to lean on you for help and instruction. You have filled him with the Holy Spirit. You have shown him the love and the mercy that is given through your Son, Jesus Christ. You have given him camaraderie and fellowship that is shared among those who lay their hands on him today. Today, your power is transferred to this young man. Today, Jeff Kibler's ministry begins, and we are grateful for this. I ask today that you will continue to fill him with the Holy Spirit. Empower him to accomplish great things. Help him to see the needs of others before his own. And I pray each day that he struggles in this position, that he would succeed in this position, because he knows that he walks with you and trusts in you. Thank you for calling him to this great task, and thank you for his family members that gather here today who have strengthened him during his walk in ministry. And I thank you today for the congregants who gather here today, for the service that they've given him, the love that they've shown him during this time of training. Today, Jeff Kibler becomes a minister. And for this, we are grateful. It's in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen. Jeff, if you will turn around and face the congregation. Board members, you can do the same thing, please. Well, folks, this is called the charge to the church. We have a lot of people here today in our church. And so here's what I would ask. I would ask all of our congregation gathered here today. So everyone, if you would stand, please. And then members of the church, if you are a member of the church, we're going to be asking you a question today. If you're a member of the church, this is geared towards you. Covell Community Church members, Do you, the members of this church, acknowledge and approve Jeff Kibler as a minister of the Church of Jesus Christ? And will you pray for him in his ministry and work together with him to accomplish the mission of this church, giving him all the honor and the support in his leadership to which the Lord has called him, to the glory and honor of God? If you will, you will signify your assent by saying in unison, "We do." Well done. Jeff, you have heard the congregation speak. You have had hands laid upon by the leaders of our Covell Community Church. You have served this church throughout the years as the associate pastor in training, and it is my greatest honor today to announce and proclaim you as the new associate pastor of the Covell Community Church. With that said, I need Jennifer to come up here. Jennifer, if you'll come up. I told Jennifer that she has to close with prayer, read scripture, and sing a solo. That is not true. That is not true. You should have seen her look, though. It was priceless. All right. Come on up here. Ella and Eli, I need you to take one step forward and stand with your dad and your mom. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the new associate pastor of the Covell Community Church, Jeff Kibler, his wife Jennifer, Ella, and Eli. All right, so folks, before we get to this, because again, I do have to tell you this, because we did the ordination service, we have a lot of people here for baptisms too. We're not going to sing the final song today, and I am so sorry, because it's the Newsboys, we believe. So blame Jeff. So with that said, here's what I do want to share with you, though. Today, Jeff and Jennifer, Ellen, Eli, this basket has been put together by the Covell Community Church, and in it, now your heart is going to start racing when I share this with you. You're going to have every resource that you need for ministry. You're going to have, there's all kinds of books in there. You will have a book that will allow you to marry individuals. There is a book in there that will help you with funerals as you choose to bury individuals. And there's books in there that will instruct you along the way in your ministry. Everything that you will need in your ministry is gathered in that basket. And everything that you will ever need in your ministry is right there in your heart. Jesus Christ is alive and kicking in your heart. And we know this today. Jeff, congratulations. With that said, we're going to close it with a prayer, and then we're going to have everybody just come up, shake hands, greet him, say hi, and then we're going to go to my dear. This is the craziest day in the history of this church. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for all the miracles that abound in this church today. Thank you for these three individuals' love and belief in their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for their commitment to faith, but more than that, their commitment for growth. I thank you for what you've done for Jeff. We've watched him. We've watched him at that point of coming into the church and becoming part of the church. And today we recognize him as the associate pastor of the church. This was your will all along. And I thank you that you've brought him along to this point that we celebrate today. Be with everybody that is gathered here today. Let us collectively, as a congregation of people, let us collectively say that we want to believe in Jesus. We want to love Jesus. We want to live for Jesus. We want to grow. And our goal each day is to become disciples. Help us to decree to do that today. We thank you for everything. It is in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen.